The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God of patents. Whatever he does is with his patents. And whatever he tells man to do has patents it must follow. There are patterns that govern every area of life. The only time we enter into confusion and frustration as believers is when we forsake the patterns of God and choose other patterns. A pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. The world has patterns by which they live. The church of Jesus Christ has patterns of God. So if you want to have a successful marriage according to God, then you must do it according to his patterns. The ways of men are evident, but the patterns of God must be revealed. Life must be lived according to God's patterns.
Now, your word in season.
So we've been dealing with living according to God's patterns or the patterns of God. If you don't want to live a complicated life, you know, it's important to abide by the patterns of God. Both the tabernacle that was built by Moses in the wilderness and the temple that was built by Solomon were all built according to patterns. The Lord instructed them that you have to be careful in the way you carry about or you go about the building of the tabernacle and the temple. He says, make sure you do it according to the patterns that were shown thee. God was going to inhabit those two structures, and they were going to be called the house of God. And he was so detailed to the point that everything that had to be done on both the tabernacle and the temple were supposed to be done exactly as he showed them. You couldn't just do things on your own. So he took time to review the patterns to them so that they would build according to patterns. Exodus 25. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read verse 1. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram's skin dyed red and badger's skin and shittim wood, oil for the lights, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stone and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. So he wanted a sanctuary made so that he would dwell among them. Don't forget that detail. Verse 9. According to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Don't go using your own mind. Make sure you build it exactly as I showed thee. That means when God is interested in something, he reviews his pattern for that thing to be built. I hope you are getting the point. Especially where he would dwell. Then he would. How many of you would like where you are? How would you want it to be? My goodness. I would like to encourage you, you know, don't keep away from yourself the good things of this earth. When the season gets there, where the Lord will allow you to have them, okay, in your space, make it a space that when you enter, you can think and dream. Yes, a space where you so feel at home that you can commune with God just by looking at the chair. A chair. Do you understand? I pray you get what I'm trying to say. The state of your room can hinder the flow of even dreams. Dreams. Yes. I tell you, your dreams can be messed up just because of the way your room is scattered. Your dreams. So a lot of people are having nightmares because of even the bed they are sleeping on. What? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's only in Africa superstition that very nasty things are associated with the gods. It's amazing that the white people, the gods, their god, the things associated with even their gods are decent. I don't know if I'm communicating with somebody. Yeah. You are an enlightened one. So you're a different black person. Live well. Typical thing of black people. We don't want accuracy. We don't want, you know, when a black person gets into a space that is very nice, I think they start getting irritated or something. They just want to spoil the place. Hey, what is this? I pray in your own space, make it nice. Huh? I'm not talking about where visitors will come to see you so that you impress them. I'm talking about where you spend most of your relaxation. Make it nice. Am I communicating? We don't like the message. When God blesses you with a car, it's not the word of God I'm preaching. Eh? It's not the word of God. Whenever you look at how God created peacock, you see God wants beauty. Beauty. Peacock. One of the cardinal characteristics of righteousness is beauty. Beauty. I mean beauty. I mean beauty. I mean nice styles. Because there's a beauty, 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 beauty. Yeah, you must choose beauty. Anyway, what was I talking about? When God blesses you with a car, the Lord will bless you with a car. Yes. Yes. Make sure your car is happy that you possess it. Your car is happy that you possessed it. Yes. A car is a good servant, so treat it well when you have it. The car is always dirty. You don't care. You don't wash it. You don't care. Nothing. It smells bad. The car doesn't smell good. The car says, what kind of owner is this? What? How come I found myself in the hands of such a person? The whole of the creation groaned. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Those that have come to maturity and know even how the creation should be kept. Anyway, so so he says, build it according to patterns. Huh? So this is where God is going to live. His presence is going to dwell. So it must be according to his patterns. All right? 1 Chronicles 28. Baraki Sakatosha. 1 Chronicles 28 from verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, Know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. The next verse. So Solomon, did he listen to David at all? Hey, Solo. But I think it matters what you do as a father, you know. Yes, because I think that David himself was a very promiscuous man. And Solomon couldn't help it. Because David, the immorality of David was too much. Hey! You look at somebody's wife. There are many girls. You leave all of this, I want this one. Then you organize to kill the husband. He promoted the husband at once. And you know, promotion that you have not been trained for can kill you. Yeah. When you have not been prepared for that level, you know, he was put in the battlefront and he was not prepared as a soldier trained to handle that level. And David knew that this promotion will kill this guy. He killed him and married the wife. Oh my God. King David. Oh my God. I mean. Oh my God. Took the wife home. Impregnated the woman. Why wouldn't he say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Because the kind of enemies David made for himself. And he knew he was anointed. He knew he was God's favorite. He knew you couldn't touch him. So you see, he was abusing that thing. Ahithophel, who was the grandfather of Bathsheba, got very, very irritated and betrayed David. He died. Charlie David, to be beloved of the Lord. Anyway, immorality. I heard somebody say that if David was to be in his generation and David said, I'm coming to visit your eyes, and he had daughters, he would tell David, don't come. He tell David, hey, look, king, I appreciate you. You stay in the palace. Leave my house for me. Because David gets there and finds a woman. If you are not even careful, he finds your wife. Oh my God. You know, the moment Nabal died, he married Abigail. I mean, David. Dave. King David, I tell you. So Solomon couldn't help it. Anyway. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. 11. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the house thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner palace thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat. The next verse. And he says, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. So when you are dealing with God, his patterns are revealed by the Spirit. Of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. So he says, do it according to patterns. Hebrews 8:5. So he says, who serve unto the example of the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Now, if the tabernacle and the temple were both going to house God's presence. Who are we? 1 Corinthians 6 from verse 17. So who are we? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? So if the temple and the tabernacle were going to house God's presence, what are you now housing? So how should your life be built if the building of the tabernacle and the temple were shadows of the real to come? So now God does not dwell in the buildings made with the hands of men, but he dwells in us. So your life must be according to patterns. The next verse. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Somebody say, I'll live my life according to patterns. Amen. So the Lord does not just want us to live according to patterns. He wants us to be so inundated, so much that we become the patterns. So now others look at you and follow the Lord. Have you realized how that the people of the world, when believers are doing something, they like to make such a statement? But this one, is he not a Christian? Why is that they don't say that of the other religions, but us? That means, subconsciously, all of them know that we are the light. All of them, they know. If even they don't accept it, there is a level of conviction they have about us, that we are of the truth. We belong to the way of the truth. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. So he wants us to become the pattern. So if your life is not reflecting the patterns of God, and now you have actually become the patterns, where others can look at you and follow the Lord, then the Lord would become a ridicule in their eyes. Am I communicating at all? So wherever you find yourself, are you becoming the patterns of God in that place? Titus chapter 2, verse 7. Let's start from verse 6 to 8. Oh, breketo kesira kataya. Landi kimashute hai. He says, young men. Please, the young ladies, don't say he says young men, so it's not us. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. So he says, hey, the moment you hear the word sober, you should see the picture of one that is not drunk. It's when you are drunk, no one starts teaching me, like, when it's why she. Do you understand the point? He says you should be sober minded. You should not behave like one that is drunk. When you are not drunk, when you are drunk. I knew one man who was drunk. And he was the watchman of a church. Not that he was just watchman, he was actually a member of the church who was in their men's fellowship. Yes, he was converted, but he won't stop drinking. So one night he came back from his drinking spree and he was thirsty. And at that time, some people were learning how to make soap in their church. So they had mixed some caustic soda. And he thought it was water. He and drank it. The next morning, blood, he was gone. See? Drunk. When you get drunk. Have you not seen those days? I say the guy was drunk and he was eating and the soup was here and the water was here. He takes that and put it in that. When you are drunk, you lose your senses. You see, everything is gone. Verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern. You should have so been inundated by the patterns of God that you have now become a pattern for the world to follow. When they want to follow Christ, they look at you. They say, I want to follow Christ as you follow Christ. So they don't have a revelation of Christ, but when they see you, they get a revelation of Christ. It says, make sure that in all things you are showing yourself a pattern of good works. Then he mentions some things. You see, we'll look at that later. But he says, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned. When you speak, he says that he that is of the contrary part, that is the opposite side, may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So what do people say of you? So you are disgracing Christ. Can you just imagine? Pastor and his wife are fighting. Or believer and their wife. They are fighting and they are unbelievers who are hearing the insults they are throwing at each other. How wouldn't they have evil things to say of you? You know, I like marriage. You know that. So any message I have, by all means, marriage will come inside. Like, if even it doesn't concern marriage, crap, by the time you realize, one statement has come. Because he says it's the revelation of Christ and his church. Hallelujah. So he says, we have to live so much so well that even the people on the contrary side may be ashamed. They look at you and like, my goodness, this is my behavior. You know, when you appear somewhere, people should say, stop. Because when you appear, the pattern that you have become would make them ashamed. But they are now more, they become bolder. When you are coming, say, you know, amazingly, wherever you find yourself, where you become a pattern, they start calling you Osofo, Osofo Mami, because your life has become something they see to be like Christ that they must follow. And it's almost like now, when they have challenges and they want solutions, it's you they will come to. It doesn't matter they are even your boss or your bosses. They'll come to you because they see a pattern. Am I communicating at all? May, wherever we find ourselves, may we be patterns in that place. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I heard a testimony of someone in his workplace. You see, they said the way he dresses. And can you imagine, they in front of the CEO, they will be saying he dresses better than the CEO. Are you following what I'm trying to say? He dresses better than the CEO. And it's almost like he's become, even in that area, a pattern. Not even the CEO has to look at him to learn how to dress properly. Hey. Is somebody listening at all? Yeah. You know, my email address is hupotuposis@gmail.com. I've used it for many years. Do you know the meaning of hupotuposis? Pattern. Model for imitation. I caught this revelation long ago that I said, I'm going to be a pattern for others. Now, when you look into the scriptures, you see that the word of God is called many things. The word of God has several descriptions, but your understanding of all the descriptions help you appreciate how to live by patterns very well. Okay? And this detail is going to help you a lot. Were you blessed last Sunday? All right, so let's add today's own. Okay? Now, in Psalm 19, from verse number 7, I want to show you something beautiful in the scriptures. I love the word of God. Remember that the Bible says that the scriptures were not written by the will of men, but they were inspired by the Spirit to write. So the scriptures are the revealed patterns of God. Now take note that Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. That means he would guide you into all reality. He would show you the patterns you are supposed to live by. Are you getting the point? Now, look at this beautiful portion of scripture. Psalm 19 from verse 7. Look at this. Now, the word of God is called the law of the Lord. Say law. So, you may make reference to the five books of Moses as the law, as the Jews will call it. Okay? But then, you can also see it in the entirety of the word of God. Okay? This is, listen to this. Listen to it very well. The law of the Lord is perfect. Perfect means it is entire. There's no area it doesn't cover. There's no area. The law of the Lord is perfect. Then look at what it does to you when you avail yourself, converting the soul. So when you want, when we say convert, convert is to turn back, turn the right way. Hello. Are you following the thing? So it doesn't matter what is happening in any area of your life. The moment you expose yourself to the law of the Lord, which is perfect, it converts. Come on. It converts the soul. So if you want to convert any soul, what do you give the soul? The law of the Lord. Then he goes on to say, the testimony of the Lord is sure. So the word is called the law. The word is called the testimony. And when he calls it the law, he gives it a description. It is perfect. When he calls it testimony, testimony is witness. That means, hey, it has a witness. You are not the first to believe it. It has a witness. It's what? Sure. What does it do? Making wise the simple. So after it has converted you, you are foolish. It will make you wise. Simple simply means the simple there is foolish. So in making wise the simple. So now after the word, the law which is perfect has converted me. The testimony which is sure makes me wise. The next verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right. There's no crookedness in it. When you follow it, you go the right way. He says, rejoicing the heart. So after I'm converted, I'm made wise, now joy is brought to my heart. Hey, are you here? I'm sure. Comp- completeness of. Then it's called again, the commandment of the Lord is what? Pure. What does it do? Enlightening the eyes. So now, go back to verse 7. I pray you see this. Holy Spirit, help us. Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. This perfect law has converted my soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. What has he made me? Made me wise. So now I'm converted. Now I'm wise. I'm not foolish anymore. I'm not lost. I'm converted. I'm not foolish. I'm wise. The next verse. Verse 8. The statutes of the law are right. So now I'm not on the wrong path again. Now look at what it brings to my heart. Rejoicing. Wow. The commandment of the Lord are pure. They are pure. There is no filthiness in it. So what has it done to me? Enlightening my eyes. So now I can see. Then the next verse. The fear of the Lord is clean. Enduring forever. So because. Now as I have availed myself to the law, the testimony, the statutes, the commandments, now you see that the fear of the Lord is in me. Are you following the thing? Then what happens? He says it's clean, enduring forever. Are you following it? So now me, I endure forever. I thought you see it. So for us, you see, you can't break us like that. Then what happens? The judgments of the Lord, they are what? True and righteous altogether. Now go back to verse 7. Help us, Holy Spirit. So now I'm submitted to the law, which is the entirety of the word of God. So don't see law to just be the five books of Moses. I hope you are getting the point. Now we are looking at the patterns of God. So we discover the patterns of God in his word. Are you following it? So the law, which is perfect, converted my soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It's made me, come on, wise. Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening. So look at who your description right now. Now, the next verse. Because of all this, there's the fear of God in me, which is clean, enduring forever. So now I'm not afraid of his judgments. All his judgments, the judgments of the Lord, they are true and righteous altogether. Because now I have the patterns. The patterns are revealed in his law, in his testimony, in his statutes, in his commandments. Therefore, fear of the Lord is present in me. Therefore, I'm not afraid of his word. Have you seen that when the moment we say the judgment of God, people are afraid? You should not be afraid of the judgment of God, because his judgments are true and righteous all together. Oh, come on. Then look at his instruction. The next verse. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. He says they are sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. When you get a hold of the patterns of God, then look at the next verse. I love it. He says, moreover, by them, thy servant is what? Warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. For me, this is one beautiful part of scripture that is summarizing for you. When you discover God's patterns, what you become. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it? when you go home, take time and meditate on this portion of scripture that I've shown you. Deep revelations would arise in your heart. So now, when I avail myself to the laws of God, I don't go down. What happens? I am converted from any wrong direction to the right direction. Huh? Hallelujah. Then, his testimonies, which are sure, what does he do? They make wise. They're simple. Out. So now you see your life and it's like, people should wonder, wow, how come you are different? The way you think is different. And most of the time, your wisdom is shown in the way you think, and the way you talk, and the way you act. Last Sunday, I was showing you, your behavior is not coming from a vacuum. It has its source from your wisdom. And your wisdom has its source from the patterns you live by. Is somebody listening? Now, I think we should read again from the verse 7 to verse 11. Then we are through. The law of the Lord. This one, it should be a quiz. The law of the Lord is perfect. What does it do? Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. So he describes the word and shows you what the word does. Are you getting the point? Yeah. The testimony of the Lord is what? It's sure. What does he do? Making wise the simple. The next verse. The statutes of the Lord, they are what? They are right. What does he do? Rejoicing. The commandment of the Lord is what? Pure. What does he do? Enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord, what is it? What does he do? It endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are what? And righteous all together. So don't hide any area of your life from his patterns. No. Then he says, verse number 10, go. More to be desired are they than gold. So chase after his patterns more than even gold. Then he says, yea, than much fine gold. When you find it, it is what? Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Have you seen honeycomb before? That thing that looks like net. I think I'll find one and come and show you. Very sweet. He says, when you find the patterns of God, they are sweeter than that. Then, as you open yourself to it, what does it do to you? Go. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. So how many times should we tell you that following a strange woman will make you go down to your grave early? It is hidden in the statutes. Check Solomon's life. That the servant of the Lord is what? Warned. Then, when you keep it, what happens? And in keeping them of them is what? There is great reward. May the Lord continue to bless you and show you great favor as you avail yourself to live according to his patterns. In Jesus' name, amen. Just close your eyes for a minute. Put your right hand on your chest. And pray, Spirit of God, help me to live by your word. Live according to your patterns. May I be completely inundated by your patterns, that I will be a pattern myself in my generation. A pattern that others will follow in serving Christ. Thank you. Bokashe kete. Prodikaste hiva ko preni kaseteya. Aduli kin teke teke satas. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you that as we live according to patterns, thank you that we are warned that we will not go the wrong way. And thank you that by keeping them, we have great reward. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.